Today we are joined by author, filmmaker, and songwriter Bill Jamerson. Bill will be performing at the Phelps History Day celebration on Sunday, September 1st, in Phelps, Wisconsin. His show is a tribute to the Civilian Conservation Corps. The CCC was President Roosevelt's work program in the 1930s that employed men and boys ages 17 to 25 at work camps around the country. Here in Wisconsin, the CCC crews planted trees, built roads, and state parks. Bill is here today to talk about the CCC and his show called Dollar a Day Boys. Bill, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
First off, can you describe your show for our listeners?
The program is a combination of stories and songs. It's a social history of these young men. They came from unemployment lines. They came from families on relief. And it paid them a dollar a day. My research background is basically collecting oral histories. I've been to dozens of state and national CCC conventions from Florida to Nebraska. And I've met these men one-on-one and heard their stories. They're stories about our forefathers in the Great Depression.
How many CCC boys were in Wisconsin?
There were about 94,000. There were about 200 men in every camp. The camps were run by the Army, but these were reserve officers. And there was no marching with guns, so they were civilians. 80% of the camps were north of Wausau.
What were the facilities really like that the CCC boys dealt with?
Well, the camps looked like Army camps in every way, shape, and form. You know, there were 15, 20 buildings. You know, there was an infirmary with a full-time doctor, a mess hall where they ate. You know, they were self-sustaining camps. But I think what was different from the Army was the guys were in there to also to learn and to have fun. I mean, they got back from camp. They had baseball teams and basketball teams and horseshoes. After dinner, they brought in teachers. 15% of them earned their eighth grade diplomas. It was a combination of high school and camp. So it was different from an Army in that way because these were young men. A lot of them were 15 and 16-year-olds who had lied about their ages.
You mentioned the planting of trees. I know that was a big part of it. But what other type of projects did the CCC address in Wisconsin?
Well, they fought forest fires, and forest fires were out of control. People were starting fires because the county paid you 15 cents an hour to fight the fire you started yesterday. So fires were very common. They had to be dealt with. I would say building roads was also critical, what they called truck trails, so they could get out and fight those fires. They built our state parks, Wyalusing, Devil's Lake. The Civilian Conservation Corps also repaired hundreds of miles of rivers because the logs from the log rolls had destroyed the riverbanks and rain washed the soil into the river. So the CCs planted grass along the riverbank. They did timber stand improvement over thousands and thousands of acres. So over its 9-year period, the Civilian Conservation Corps just transformed the face of Wisconsin in so many ways. It was our nation's first environmental movement.
The working conditions that they must have dealt with, how did the young men accept this rigorous environment and a lot of manual labor?
Well, at the time, they didn't like it. But when I met them 60 years later, they said it was the hardest year of my life, but it was the best experience I ever had. You know, they would go out and fight fires for 6 days, 6 hours, 8 hours a day. They talked about jumping in the river to escape death. Then you had the cold. They had rules you didn't have to work if it was 20 below. But you know what? Some of the guys told me, they said, our thermometers were rigged, you know? We still had to work. And, you know, some of these guys slept in tents in the wintertime. So, you know, whether it was bugs or fighting fires, working in the cold, it was hard. But the reason they stuck it out, Bill, was they were paid a dollar a day, $30 a month, but $25 a month was sent home to the family. And they wanted to help their families. That's why they stuck it out.
Well, Bill, your interest and enthusiasm for this subject is apparent just listening to you talk. I want to thank you for sharing your time and the stories with us today, and thank you for the time.
Thanks again for having me.